Trump just called the relationship strong.
The two leaders will surely discuss President Trump's plan for the U.S. takeover of Gaza, which includes Jordan and Egypt taking in Palestinian refugees. Both countries have flatly rejected the proposal. And yesterday, President Trump suggested he could consider slashing U.S. aid if they refuse. He also issued an ultimatum to Hamas, insisting they release all the hostages by noon Saturday, or
all bets are off and let hell break out.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
We've just heard from New York City Mayor Eric Adams the day after the Justice Department said it would drop the major bribery and fraud case against him.
As I said from the outset, I never broke the law and I never would. I would never put any personal benefit above my solemn responsibility as your mayor.
A day in court today for former Trump advisor Steve Bannon. CBS's Katrina Kaufman says he pled guilty in the Build the Wall fraud case against him, and he got no time behind bars.
He pled guilty to scheming to defraud in the first degree, which was one of five counts that he was charged with. And in exchange, he can't serve as the director of a nonprofit in New York. He also can't raise money for charities with assets in the state.
Millions of people keeping an eye on the weather forecast.
Winter storm warnings are posted from central Kentucky to southern New Jersey. Some places could see more than 10 inches of snow, especially across the Appalachian Mountains. Howell Holbrook is administrator of Rockcastle County, Kentucky.
There's still some uncertainty on it. We're planning for the worst and hope for the best.
A second developing storm has prompted winter storm advisories, watches, and warnings from Colorado to Michigan. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
At an AI summit in Paris, Vice President Vance warned against too much regulation in the industry.
The Trump administration will maintain a pro-worker growth path for AI, so it can be a potent tool for job creation in the United States.
And checking Wall Street right now, markets are lower. The Dow is down 2. The S&P is off 10. The NASDAQ is trading lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We'll be under a winter storm watch starting tomorrow morning. At this point, snowfall totals are ranging from 4 to 9 inches. The storm could impact the evening commute tomorrow. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The governor was in Racine yesterday. Do a deep dive about what the visit was all about at RacineCountyEye.com. Evers was on a statewide tour and did a pop-in at Acelero Learning on Mound. Pavement in Mount Pleasant will get broken up next week. A storm water drainage project will have Deerfield Road closed between Chapel Lane and Newman Road. That'll happen next week. The following week, there'll be a closure of Newman between Northwestern Avenue and Deerfield. Emmertson is being suggested as an alternate. An amber alert for Sophia Franklin, a pregnant 16-year-old from Beaver Dam, has been extended to Missouri. Police believe she's traveling with Gary Day, the father of her unborn child. Day faces charges of abduction and enticement. And the Brewers have introduced a commemorative patch for the Uke. They'll wear it all season long, and it features Bob Uecker's signature on a gold and navy plaid design. The patch will be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125 to 111. Stephen Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening, slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough, and then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves, getting threes off, second opportunities, and then obviously the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today, so you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
partly sunny today with highs in the low 20s. Clouds will increase tonight and snow moves in by late tomorrow morning. Could be heavy at times and it'll be windy. And it'll lay down a good 3 to 5 inches throughout the day and another 2 to 4 inches at night, which is why a winter storm watch has been issued. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, with a major concert announcement and tickets to win to see it from Don Rosen tomorrow morning. WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Just find a natural sight. Everybody dancing.
Jarvis did Dancing in the Moonlight on the station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN, I'm Dan Marcus. Sending out congratulations to Nick Bashore. Nick was the grand prize winner in WRJN's Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts Valentine's contest. And as such, he won a whole bunch of goodies, including a CD from Mannheim Steamroller. You're hearing one of the tracks from it right now. Beautiful, very put-you-in-the-mood kind of album, okay? And it's available now. You'll have another chance to win one tomorrow morning at 11:15 on my show. But I digress. In addition to the Mannheim Steamroller CD, he's also won flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, from the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue, and jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue in Racine, plus concert tickets to see Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits and the Association in concert on the 28th at the Genesee Theater. All of that goes to Nick. And now Nick's going to turn around and give it away to somebody, right? Because it is, after all, a Valentine's package. Right, Nick? We don't need to know. You don't have to. Rhetorical question. Don't need an answer. But congratulations, Nick, from everybody here at WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh,
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You go from Four Seasons to Three Bee Gees on WRJN.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be live with you, live with you. There's a way. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again.
Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up. I'll tell you who it's by. It's by the Monkees, and you haven't heard this song on WRJN. And not only will you hear the song, which was a request that I do this, but also you'll hear how the song came to be written under rather unusual circumstances from the person who wrote it. That's on the way. 15, 20 minutes from now, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. But now it's time for Stuart J. Waddles and this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The continuing role of early childhood programs brought the governor to Racine yesterday. Tony Evers concluded a statewide tour by visiting the Acelero Learning Center in Racine. It was a tour meant to highlight his budget initiatives regarding kids. Evers highlighted the economic importance of the Head Start and Child Care Counts programs. He warned that federal funding cuts could lead to significant economic hardships for both child care staff and families. You can read more about the visit and what's being proposed at RacineCountyEye.com. The winter storm watch kicks in tomorrow morning. It'll cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, with snowfall totals expected to be between 4 and 9 inches. The storm could impact travel during the evening commute. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. In a tribute to Bob Uecker, the Milwaukee Brewers have introduced a special patch for the upcoming season. It's adorned with Uecker's signature on a gold and navy plaid design. It'll be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. It'll first appear February 22nd during the team's preseason game against the Reds in Phoenix. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny today with highs in the low 20s. Clouds will increase tonight and snow moves in by late tomorrow morning. Could be heavy at times and it'll be windy. And it'll lay down a good 3 to 5 inches throughout the day and another 2 to 4 inches at night, which is why a winter storm watch has been issued. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
After day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. Don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. That you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong.
guitars and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, with a bona fide smash from Motown.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the beat, you know you could have been a broom. The way you smell so. You know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to, and I can tell the way you do the things you do,
the way you do,
oh, baby,
the way you do the things you do.
As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. If good looks pause a minute, you know that you.
the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
I know it. The station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. If you're Sally, you got a brand new Mustang. Must be nice.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang. Oh,
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, Jackson Browne, Dr. My Eyes. Took him a long time to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but he's in. And that's a good one. Now, if we can only get people like the Turtles and Paul Revere and the Raiders and Three Dog Night in there, I'd be happy. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on the way is from the Monkees. You haven't heard this one for a while, and that's the whole point of the Nuggets. But then you already knew that. This song has an interesting story about how it was written, and you will hear that story directly from one of the two people who wrote it for them. It's next on WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-4214. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com
or call 800-575-4214. That's 800-575-4214.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Opening up the vault door once again for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while and deserves to be. And this is a great Monkees song. That much I've already told you. It's by the Monkees. And it's a hit called Valerie, written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, who had a couple of hits on their own, like I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight and You're Still My Favorite Girlfriend, Alice Long. They also wrote a lot of hits for the Monkees, like Last Train to Clarksville and I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. So when I had the opportunity to catch up by phone with Bobby Hart and ask him about the song Valerie, he said it was written on demand by the request of the Monkees producer, Donnie Kirshner.
Valerie was the classic story where Donnie Kirshner, who was heading the project at the time, really wanted to have a girl's name song in the upcoming Monkee session, and he called early one morning, and Tommy woke me up, and he said, look, I told Donnie that we had this great girl's name song already written, and he's waiting to hear it. We got to get up, we got to rush over there and write it on the way and play it for him. And that's exactly what we did. We wrote Valerie in the car on the way to between where we lived in Hollywood and where Donnie was staying in Bel Air. We had a song written by the time we got there.
Love it. It's Valerie, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, this time on WRJN.
There's a girl I know who makes me feel so good, and I wouldn't live without her, even if I could.
News Timeless Hits and a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN. Valerie, the Monkees with story about how it came to be written. Pretty bizarre. Write it on the way to the studio. Jeez. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets tomorrow morning at 9:45-ish. Twice daily, 9:45 and 1:45-ish on WRJN. WRJN.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. A white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
News Timeless Hits WRJN, wrapping up the second of two in a row from the Monkees. First one at Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, sunny day, I know, shining down like
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has met at the White House with Jordan's king to discuss his plans for Gaza, even as the ceasefire barely holds between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
The meeting comes as the president has urged Israel to cancel the ceasefire deal if Hamas doesn't release all the hostages by noon on Saturday. But the president isn't confident.
I don't think they're going to make the deadline personally. I think they want to play tough guy.
And he called Hamas.
They're bullies. Hamas is bullies.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
In Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu warned today if hostages are not released on Saturday, the fighting will continue until Hamas is finally defeated. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has thanked the Justice Department for ordering a halt to his criminal corruption case. Michael Wallace reports.
Adams was accused of accepting illegal campaign funds and gifts from foreign nationals in exchange for his influence as mayor.
As I said from the outset, I never broke the law, and I never would.
The acting deputy attorney general ordered the charges be dropped so Adams could devote his full attention to illegal immigration and crime.
Now, we can put this cruel episode behind us and focus entirely on the future of our city.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Trump advisor Steve Bannon agreed to a plea deal today that will allow him to avoid prison.